We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek. Rav Nosson Zal is bringing up the question that in the Kriya Shema, the Birchas Kriya Shema, the brachos that precede the Kriya Shema, which deal with lights, they're called Birchos HaMa'oiros, Yoitzer Oiro V'Yerechoshech, Yoitzer HaMa'oiros, they seem to have no clear, direct connection with Kriya Shema itself, as this question is raised by the rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Nosson Zal says that based on what we discussed earlier now, you'll be able to understand what the connection is. And Rav Nosson Zal says that we know for a fact that it's impossible for somebody to believe in Hashem properly unless the person believes in the concept of Chiddush Olam, Shashem Yisborach Yochid Kadmoin Lakoil, that Hashem is the one who preceded everything else in existence. And Hashem, of His own free will, created the world something from complete nothingness. And a person who does not believe in this is considered to be a complete atheist, a complete non-believer. Koifer Gomor Belekei Yisrael, She'ein Kfira G'dayla Mizu, a complete, total non-believer, in the total sense of the word. V'yafal pi sheyesh mimechabrei sifrei hachakirus, shekosvu, she'emunas chidesh olam einoy mehoikrim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, I'm saying this despite the fact that I know that there are rabbis who have written philosophical sforim, where they propose that this tenet of faith, the fact that Hashem created the world something from nothing, is not one of the foundations, one of the most basic tenets of faith. Hevel yiftze piem. They're totally off the mark, Rav Nosson Zal says. Ve'ein tzorech listor shtus kozeh. And we don't even have to go through the bother of refuting them. Ki kol mamin be'emes, Yovin Me'elo, because any person who believes in Hashem with sincerity will understand this, it's self-evident to them. She'emunas chidesh olam hu emunas hayichud, that these two go together, these two are inseparable. Believing in the fact that Hashem created the world something from nothing is as factual as believing the fact that Hashem is one, that there's one Hashem only who created everything. V'hu yisoid kol ha-Torah kula, and this is the foundation of our entire Torah. U'bishvil zeh posach Moshe Rabbeinu ha-Torah b'chiddush olam, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu begins the Torah with this fact. K'mo shekosav, as he begins, Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim v'soretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Meaning, beginning, there was nothing before that. There was only Hashem. And a person who refuses to accept this is the fulfillment of the term apikoiris. The person is a 100% apikoiris. Shegorua me'akum u'meshumot. He's worse than a goy. He's worse than a meshumot. Worse than a person who converts to another religion. It's a mitzvah to bring such a person down and not to take him out, not to take him up, not to help him get up. Umitzvah lehoyergoy biyom kippurim ubeshabbos ulekoyroy kedog umigaboy. It's a mitzvah to kill such a person on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, and to tear him open like a fish, like you tear open a fish. Ve'ein garua ba'olam mimenu. There is nobody worse than this. Now, obviously, Rav Nosson Zal is talking about when there'll be a Beis Hamikdash, when there'll be a Jewish Sanhedrin, when the law will be in the hands of the rabbinical courts, you know, etc., etc., when they'll have the authority to put somebody to death, you know, etc. He's not telling people to go out and buy magnums, you know, 357 magnums, 44 magnums, and with telescopic sights looking for these apikursim. The Ein Garua Boyle Menu, there is nothing worse than this. What do you mean? A guy who killed 500 people isn't worse than this? Rav Nosson Zal saying no. That this is the ultimate ra, this is the ultimate kfira, etc. And this is self-evident, this is clear to all those who really do believe in Hashem and in the Torah. V'al kein, and therefore, koydim kriya shma shu emunas hayichud, shu emunas chiddush olam, oimrim mikoydim birchas hamoiros. And this is the reason why, before we say the words Shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where we declare the oneness of Hashem, We precede it with speaking about the fact that Hashem created light and darkness, etc. Shemedabrim b'shevach habriya, where we praise Hashem for His creation. Shashem yisborach mechadesh b'tuvay b'cholim tamid maaseh bereishis, that Hashem creates the world anew every day. Vashem yisborach oiseh chadoshes b'choleis, Hashem makes new things happen at every day, at moment. V'kamay shomrim, as we say, poyel gevurois, oiseh chadoshois, etc. Adoin hanifloys, hamechadesh b'tuvay b'cholim tamid maaseh bereishis. V'yachakah chomrim kriya shma, and it's only after that that we say the Shema, Shehu Emunas Hayichud, where we're declaring the oneness, the unity and oneness of Hashem, Shehu Emunas Chidesh Olam Kanal, which is again expressing our faith in the fact that Hashem created the world something from nothing. Ki Emunas Chidesh Olam Tzrichin Lahamshich Latzmoi B'chol Yoyim Mechodosh Kefi Chidesh Maisa B'reisha Shebechol Yom Kanal, because a Jew has to renew this faith in Chidesh Olam every single day, based on the Chiddush Olam of that day, based on the newness that Hashem places into the world today, based on all to the new creations and new invention, new everything, based on that, a person has to have a new faith in Hashem for that day. And this is why after we make the bracha, which speaks about Hashem creating the world from the beginning, etc., the next bracha is Ahav Rabba, Shemedaber Mishevach Kabbalas HaTorah, where we speak about how privileged we were to receive the Torah from Hashem. Ki ikar hu emuna, shehu emunas chiddush olam zeichna ide kabbalas haTorah kanal. Because as we said previously, in order for a Jew to be zeicha to this emuna and chiddush olam, which is the essence of emuna, you need the Torah. Because of our forefathers who believed in you, who trusted in you, and you taught them the facts of life. And we beg of you, Hashem, teach us also similarly. Because the main ability that we have today to come close to Hashem is based on what our forefathers did, based on what the Jews of the previous generations did, that they were zecha to accept the Torah and to live by the Torah. She'al yodom yesh lanu oyer achshav lechapei solavakish es hatzadik she'yilmad oisono derech Hashem izborach. It's based on what they've given us, what the previous generations have given us, the Torah and the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achronim, all of that. Based on all of that, that's what gives us the ability to search, to seek out, and to search the tzaddik of today, who will teach us the derech Hashem for today, v'yachnis bonu emunah shlem kanal, and provide us with a complete, pure faith of today that we need. V'zehu, and this is what's meant when we say, v'sein b'libeinu bino lohovenu lahaskel lilmoid ulalamed lishmer v'lasis ulakayim, ki onu tzrichim achshav lizkois lalimur hazeh. We're telling Hashem that today we need this ability to learn properly, to a type of learning, shenizke al yodoi lishmor v'lasis ulakayim, as called the Rei Torah, to fulfill everything that's written in the Torah. Ki haTorah kvar kibalnu, because we know the Jewish people received the Torah thousands of years ago. Vonu yoidim kol haMitzvah sheTzivonu Hashem Yisborach, and we know we got these books that describe all the instructions, all the commandments that Hashem has given us. Avol afal pikein, despite the fact that all of us have these books, they're in all the synagogues, they're in all the houses, they're on microfiche, they're on internet, there are people have them in their socks, got it everywhere. Avol afal pikein ze'irin inun shezoichin lekayem es kol divrei haTorah. Despite all of that, there are very, very few Jews who are zeicha to fulfill the entire Torah. We're not talking about people who latch on to a couple of halachas, the association of Lashon Hara professionals, and this is it, and that's what we're focusing on, period. But other things, Rachmona Litzlan, other major sections of Yiddishkeit, are played down or ignored or etc. etc. And I'm not chashom looking to play down the Lashon Hara Association, but I'm talking about a concept of people, large percentages of Yiddishkeit who choose to leave out major parts of the Torah. We don't learn Agadat Torah. We don't learn Kabbalah. In other words, they slice out 25%, 68% of Yiddishkeit. That's not for this generation. We ain't doing that. Musa, this one doesn't learn. We learn Musa. We learn a half hour a month. You know, we open the book. You know, or the people who don't learn Halacha. They make fun. Halacha's for guys who can't learn. Guys who can't make it in Pilpul, what do? They learn halachas, you know, to Rachmona Litzlan. V'al kein onu mevakshin me Hashem Yisborach shenizke al yodoi lishmor v'lasoi selekayim es kol divrei toirosoi b'yahavo, that we should be zeichet to a type of limud which will lead us to fulfilling the mitzvahs, to be mekayim the words of the Torah with love. V'ikr huhu emunah. And the most important limud in Yiddishkeit is the limud of emuna, faith in Hashem, shehu yisoid kol haTorah kula, which is the foundation of the entire Torah, the entire Yiddishkeit. K'moy shekosuv, as it says, kol mitzvoisecho emuna, that all the mitzvois are emuna. U'k'moy shomer zalen, as the Gemara says at the end of Makkos, bo chavakuk v'hemidon alachas, that Chavakuk Hanavi came along and he summarized the entire Torah into one item, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya, that a tzadik lives with his emuna. V'al kein tzrichin lechapes es hatzadik emes shebuchol dor v'dor v'kanal. And this is why it's so important to seek out the tzadik emes of every generation, because he is the master teacher of emuna. V'ze shoymer b'kriya shma v'hoyu hadvorim ho'ela shanechim et tzavcho hayoim alev avecho. This is why in the Shema we have this emphasis on this word hayoim, shebechol yoim v'yoim yiyu b'enecho kachadoshim. And the Gemara learns out that this means that a Jew has to see to it that his Yiddishkeit should be new every day. Ki kriya shma shi emuna tzricho shetie b'chol yoim kachadoshim. Because especially kriya shma, which is the symbol of emuna, faith in Hashem, has to be brand new every single day. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Chadoshim labekorim rabo munasecho, that just as the morning opens up a new day, we start a new increase in our emuna. Ki ho emuna gdoshu tzrichin lahamshich latzmoi b'chol yoim mechodosh, leschazek b'muna shlema b'hischaskus yoiser b'chol yoim mechodosh kifi chidish maise bereshis. Because a Jew has to know that each and every single day we have to draw upon ourselves the emuna brand new. Now it's to start once again, giving ourselves the encouragement and the new feeling of emuna that we need every single day, based on the new creation that Hashem creates that day. Hashem creates the world every day. We have to match Hashem's newness and the world's newness with a brand new emuna. Yesterday's emuna isn't good enough for today. Shehakol b'shvil lahamshich ha'emuna b'olam b'chol yom mechodesh kanal. Because the whole purpose of creation, the purpose of Hashem creating the world anew every day, is for us to be able to come to have a brand new emuna in Hashem every single day. Paragraph Mem Aleph. V'al kein ne'orim b'leil shavuos. Based on what we've learned till now, you can understand why we have the custom, based on the Zohar HaKadosh and other Sforim, to stay up all night, the night of Shavuos, the night of Matan Torah, Kabbalas HaTorah. Kios Mekablin HaTorah, because that's the night when we receive present tense, not past tense. Every single year on Shavuos night, Klal Yisrael receives the Torah. Shali Dezeh Iker Birur HaMedameh Kanal. And we learned earlier that the Torah is what helps us to sort out fiction from non-fiction, truth from fantasy. You know, that concept of Birur HaMedameh. V'al kein ne'orinos kol halayla. Now you can understand why we stay awake specifically the entire night. Ki sheino hu bechinas medameh. Because we learned earlier that sleep is associated with this medameh, with this dreamland. Ki bishas sheino nestalek hasechel. Because during the time that a person is sleeping, their active brain power leaves. their clarity of mind leaves. Ve'ein nishar kiyim hamedama kiyadua. The only thing that remains with the person at that time brain-wise is their ability to dream, their ability to fantasize, in a sense. V'chein mavur gam ba'toyer on alayin shom. And this is actually discussed in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, that that's what sheno is. V'ikar hasheno hu b'shvil hamedame shehu birur hu emuna. And one of the main reasons, the main reason why we sleep is related to medame, because sleep is a time of birur hu emuna, when the emuna is getting refurbished and refreshed. Kibaloi hasheno hoyo hasechel misyageya umizbalbel moid al yidei bilbul ho emuna. Because if a person doesn't sleep or wouldn't sleep, the mind would get very, very tired from the bilbul hamedame that's coming at it all the time. And the mind can only keep strong for a certain length of time without shutting down and allowing itself to be refreshed, brand new. Validei hasheno nistalken me'amoichin kol bilbulei hamedame. And through sleep, the bilbulei hamedame leave a person's mind, the cloudiness and the confusion, and a person wakes up with a clear head, hopefully, you know, which allows them to think clearly, you know, which they couldn't do when they were feeling very mentally tired. Kenere b'chush, as we see in real life, she'achar hasheno hamoyach zach v'tzach mikol habilbulim she'kulam nimshochem mibilbulei hamedame. That usually, after a person wakes up from a good sleep, the mind is clear from all the bilbulei hamedame, from all bilbulim which come from bilbulei hamedame. That's what it's all about. V'alkein alidei hasheno nizbarer hu emuna, and this is why we're stressing that sleep is a time of and a process that leads to a birur ho'emuna, a sorting out and a clarification of the emuna. Bebechinas chadoshim labkorim rab emuna secha, as the pasuk says, that every morning we wake up new with a new flow of emuna. V'alkein hatzadik shezoicha l'ruach hakodesh. Now the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, if I recall correctly, is Torah Ches in Likutei Moran Tanina, where it speaks about all of these topics, and there Rabbi Nachal discusses Birur Hamedame, and he explains that for Birur Hamedame you need Torah, Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh. He puts all of those three in a package, in a sense. All three of those represent a clarity of vision, a person being able to see well. With the eyes of Torah, a person is able to see well through Ruach HaKodesh. Those people that have Ruach HaKodesh, they're way up on top there. Their Torah is on the highest level of clarity. And Nevuah is also another form of that clarity of being able to see Hashem and see the future even. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, based on all of this, V'alkein hatzadik shezoicha l'ruach hakodesh shaydezehu mevarer hamedame alkein hu yoshon ma'at ma'oid. Therefore, based on all of this, you could understand why the tzadikim, the great, great tzadik, who is zoicha to ruach hakodesh, which means he has tremendous birur hamedame, his medame is quite mevurar, that's why he doesn't need as much sleep as the rest of us. Machmas shah medame borur etzli, because he has been misaken his medame tremendously. V'chein kol echod kefima shezoich levarer hamedame kein hu memayit b'sheina kanal. And therefore, so to each and every single Jew, to the degree that they're zoiche to birur hamedame, to fix up their brain and to get rid of the cloudiness and to get rid of the confusion and to be able to think with clarity of Torah, the clarity of the Torah Kodesh, the clarity of Ruach HaKodesh and those things, to that degree that person is able to get along with less sleep. V'alkein b'shavuos she'oz zoichen lekabolas haTorah, and now you could understand why on the night of Shavuos, when all of Klal Yisrael is receiving a sprinkling of this Birur Hamedame, super Birur Hamedame, because that's the night of Kabbalah Satoira, Shehu Bechinas Hamshochas Ruach HaKodesh Al Kol Yisrael Kanal, which means it's the night when all of Klal Yisrael is receiving a dosage of Ruach HaKodesh, each one on their level, obviously. And we learned in Likutei Moran that the Ruach HaKodesh leads to Birur HaMedame. Okay, that's what gives us the ability to stay up all night on Shavuos night. The sleep is eliminated. Because the Birur HaMedame, which usually is being affected by sleeping, now it's being replaced by a nuclear charge of Kabbalah Satoira, of Ruach HaKodesh, of Nevuah, you know, which is taking place on the night of Shavuos. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this discussion, but now he's still going to add an appendix to this halacha, another appendix to this total discussion that we've been involved in this lengthy halacha on Likutei Halachos. Paragraph Membeis begins a new section within this halacha. Rav Nosson Zal calls this Hilchas Birchas Hoidois Hayochid, the bracha of Hoidoh that an individual makes when they're rescued from a major emergency. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze b'chinas arbo tzrichin l'hoidois. And this is why the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch tell us that there are four types of people that are required to bench koimel, to say Birkat HaGomel, the special Birchas Hoidoh it's called. Shehem, which are, number one, Choyel Chemed Borios, a person who crossed a large desert and came out of it alive. V'hayoytzei mibeisu asurim, or a person who zoicha to get out of prison, a serious, serious sentence in prison. Number three, v'choyle shenisrape, or a person who went through a major operation or a serious illness and came out of it alive. Number four, v'yorde hayam, people who go down to the ocean, who travel across the ocean and make it alive, Baruch Hashem. That when they arrive at dry land, they make Birchas HaGomel. The Simonach and this Asimonis, the how to remember these four easily is the Chol HaChaim Yoidu Chasela. There's a pasuk that says all, which we say in Shmon Esrei, all the living give praise to Hashem. The word Chaim is Rosh Tevois. Chole Yam Yisurin Midbar. Kemavur b'Shulchan Aruch Siman Reishit Tes, as is explained in Shulchan Aruch chapter 219 in Aruch Chaim. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol elu hadalet tzrichin lohoidois b'shvil anisim shenasu lehem. These four are giving special praise to Hashem for the miracle that Hashem did for them. V'chol anisim heim hashgocho v'neflois haboiris boroshmoi. And a miracle is a manifestation of Hashem's direct supervision over a person's situation. The kulam nimshochim ibchinas chidish olam shalosim. And any time that a Jew experiences this type of salvation, this type of miracle, where is that energy coming from? It's an energy of the future. It's the energy that comes from the major July 4th that Hashem's going to be giving us when Mashiach comes. That's going to be when there's going to be wall-to-wall miracles, only miracles, and only hashgacha of the highest degree. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to tell us, Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 250 in Likutei Moran, that any time within our current existence that an individual Jew or Klal Yisrael experiences miracles or anything like that, kaviyochel, it's Hashem borrowing from the future, or it's Hashem plugging into, tapping into that energy of the future, which is this wall-to-wall miracles. She'oz yisnaig hoylam bebchinas Eretz Yisrael. At that time in the future, the entire world is going to be living off Israeli and Eretz Yisrael energy. Shehan hagoso alidei enei Hashem tomid, whereby over Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is always constantly showing this extraordinary direct supervision, much more so than in Chutz Loretz. Dahainu b'chinas hashgocha v'neflois shaloi k'derech hateva, which means a type of direct supervision and miracles which do not follow the laws of nature. Anybody looks at any Jew living in Eretz Yisrael today, whether it be financially or in other ways, knows that they ain't living by the laws of nature. You know, that the fact that they're existing is extremely unnatural, you know, etc., etc. And if they're succeeding, it's even more unnatural. ומשום נמשכים כל הניסים ונפלאי שנעשים אפילו עכשיו בעולם הזה, כמובן בדברי רבנו ז"ל בתורה סימן רנ"ן על מאמר ז"ל ומורד שני דמויות להם הגדול. And that's the source of the energy, that's the source. Whenever Hashem shoots off fireworks, kaviyachol, now, you know, there's within the six, you know, the 5,700, etc. years that the world has been existing, you know, up to today, and from today till the time of Moshiach, any time that there's a fabulous display of Hashgacha, it's drawing on that energy of the future. There, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a Gemara at the end of Brachas, where the Gemara says, what is a certain phenomenon, and the Gemara says there, what it is that kaviyochel two tears of Hashem fall into the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean, and the sound of that is heard from one end of the world to the other end of the world. This is referring to an earthquake. The Gemara asks, what causes an earthquake? And the Gemara says there, this explanation we just said. Ayin Shom, look over there in chapter 250 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this, about the fact that anytime there's a miracle or a Yeshua taking place now, it's drawing on that energy of the future. ובשביל זה, כל אלו הדל רנאל שנעשו להם ניסים, שניצולו מסורס ים, או מנחול, etc., בהשגחו סוי ונפלוי סוי יסבורך, כסיב בוהם במזמור כובזיין, יוידו לשם חזדוי ונפלוי סוי לבני אודם. And this is why, when the Torah discusses these four people, these four types of people who experienced a major Yeshua from Hashem, whether it's the person who crossed the ocean safely or came out of a serious illness safely or crossed the desert safely or came out of a serious prison sentence safely, it's mentioned in chapter 107 in Tehillim about them that they praise Hashem for his kindness, chazdoi v'nifloisov, and his miracles. Rav Nosson Zal says, chazdoi v'nifloisov daiko, look what it's speaking about, the kindness and miracles. Ze bechinas hanhogo shel chidush olam shel osid. This refers to tapping into that hanhogo of the future, which is shehu bechinas chesed, which is when Hashem is going to conduct the world with all chesed, only kindness. Bechinas, as it says in Tehillim, olam chesed yibone. The world will be rebuilt, will be, future tense, with chesed. Then the world is going to be run only with only miracle, not period once in a blue moon miracle. Then it's going to be wall to wall miracles, and hashgacha, kimavur ba toira tiku teichochanal, as is discussed also in the chapter tiku teichocha, chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which this entire halacha has been based on. כי מבחינס ההנחוקו של עושד, שהוא בחינס חסד כנל, בחינס אוילום חסד יבונה, שעוז יסנאיק אוילום בבחינס נפלויס, משום נמשוכים כל הניסים והנפלויס שנעשים באוילום הזה כל ימי אוילום. Because Rav Nosson Zal is telling us a fact that all the miracles, that have taken place throughout the existence of the world that we're in nowadays, today, are all drawing on that energy of the future. They're all drawing from the era of Moshiach and afterwards, which is the center of miracles. That's where that whole nuclear reactor of miracles is found. And any time we experience any miracles, you know, in the current existence of the world, it's tapping into that energy. V'zehu, and this is why it says over there in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi V'nefloisov. We praise Hashem for his kindness and miracles. Chastoi v'nefloisov daiko kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the words here. Look at the emphasis here. Ki kol hatzorois she'ovru al elu hadalid hatzrichim lohoidois, kulam nemshochem mipegam she'poignim bahatzadik, shubachinas pegam Eretz Yisrael. Because all the terrible things that these four people experienced, having to go through a major illness, or being imprisoned, or having to go down to the ocean, or having to go through a desert, are all stemming from being poigem against the tzaddik, which means being poigem against Eretz Yisrael, doing something chas shalom against the tzaddik or against Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Kimi shezoicha lechapei sulavaki shesetzadikoem es koroi at shezoicha leskari velov. Because a person who is zeicha to search for and to seek out the true tzaddik properly, you know, to really do everything they're supposed to be doing regarding that, to the point where they're zeicha to come close to the tzaddik, al yidei ze zeicha le'emuna shleimo kanal. What the tzaddik will do for the person most is lead the person to a shleimo su'emuna, lead the person to the highest degree of faith in Hashem that the person could possibly achieve. And we learned in Likutei Moran that when a person is zeicha to shleimus su'emuna, then they're zeicha to the renewing of the world that will take place in the future. They're zeicha to plug into that. Shezeo b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. That's the concept of Eretz Yisrael. B'chinas ha'hanhogo shel hashgacha v'nefloyes kanal. We said that Eretz Yisrael is the place of super hashgacha proti, the place of miracles. So if a person is zeicha to search for and to find the tzaddik and to come close to him properly, then that person will tap into this, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. They'll be tapping into this place of miracle, this place of super hashgacha proti of Hashem. Nimtzo shalidei hatzaddik zeicha l'Eretz Yisrael, which means that through a tzaddik, a person is zeicha to Eretz Yisrael. It's a pasuk. Tzadikim Yershu Eretz. Tzadikim inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal said this even regarding the Baal Shem Tov. He said this about the kever of the Baal Shem Tov, which was not in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal said that a Jew during his time, that a person visiting the kever of the Baal Shem Tov, it's like, it's comparable to visiting Eretz Yisrael. Because the place of the tzadik has some of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to it. As the pasuk says, Tzadikim Yershu Eretz. And then the person is zeicha to a complete emuna, lahamin b'Hashem yisborach b'shleimus, which means to believe in Hashem totally, perfectly. Shashem yisborach chidesh esoilam yesh me'ayin, which means especially to believe in the fact that Hashem created the world something from nothing, from complete nothingness. And that Hashem is going to renew the world completely, create it brand new. And Hashem himself is personally supervising every single thing that's taking place in the world. That this is all part of the definition of shleimus su'emuna, when a person believes this completely. Whereas a person who is not whole in this, meaning the person does not bend every effort possible to come close to the true tzaddikim. And the person doesn't try very, very hard to search for and to seek out the tzaddik constantly, ad shiyimtzenu, until he finds him. Al yidei ze poigein be'emuna. By not doing that, the person is being poigem in emunah. The person is will definitely have deficiencies and defectiveness in their emunah, u'Eretz Yisrael, and in their kesher to Eretz Yisrael, which is the center of emunah. V'alkein oivin olav kol atzoras kanal. And when a person is lacking in emunah, when a person is deficient in emunah, and when a person has been poigem in Eretz Yisrael, that's when they go through these kind of things. Rachman al-San, they be shel kol hadalaranal. They become sick and they go through suffering. Shebohem klulim kol hatzoras Rachman al-San. Whereby these four are symbolic of all the different types of suffering that people go through in the world. Ki ikur v'hatzora v'asakona shel kol hadalaranal shem hoil chimit boris v'choilim etc. etc. Ikur hu tzorois v'sakonas ha'nefesh. Because Rav Moshe Zal says, if you want to be honest, when we talk about a person who's going through a serious illness or a person who's traveling in a dangerous place, the main suffering is not the physical suffering, but it's the fact that the person's soul is in jeopardy. His life, his eternity is in jeopardy. Where if you look in that chapter in Tehillim, chapter Kuv Zayin, which talks about a person going through all kinds of turbulent times, etc., what it's really referring to is the turbulence that the Jewish soul goes through, more so than the body. Can move on l'chol maskil, as anybody who understands Torah
will see clearly over there. Ukvar muva mize b'sforim, and this has already been discussed in many sforim that write about that chapter in Tehillim, chapter Kuf Zayim. By the way, among Hasidim, that chapter in Tehillim is one of the most outstanding in a certain respect. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh was the one who instituted that on Friday night, when we're making the transition from the 6 days of the week into Shabbos, which means we're crawling out of the mud and all the turbulence and all the garbage and all the confusion and all the of the weekdays, and we're coming into the spectacular peacefulness and wonderfulness and goodness and sweetness and pleasantness of Shabbos Kodesh, the bridge is this chapter of Tehillim. It's the custom among Nusach Sfarad, and especially Hasidim, that one of the highlights of the week is that we begin the Mincha of Erev Shabbos with this chapter of Tehillim. Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kiloilam Chazdoi. And in Breslov especially, they say this chapter of Tehillim. Rav Nosal has about 15-20 discussions in Likutei Halachos about this issue of the Friday night Hoidu, you know, which is so special because it's a concept of a Jew reviewing the whole week that he had, you know, and all the difficulties, all the oceans he crossed that week, and all the deserts, and all the illnesses he went, how many things made him sick to his stomach, you know, etc., you know, all the different things. And he's thanking Hashem that he made it. He made it through the week, and he made it to the entrance of Shabbos. You know, he's entering into the king's palace now. He's entering into Shabbos. And as is discussed also in chapter 163 in Likutei Moran, Shekol Elu Hadalet Hanal Meramzim Al Tzorois HaNefesh, that these four categories that are mentioned in this chapter of Tehillim, even though it looks on the surface as if it's talking about physical turbulence, what it's really referring to is the turbulence that the Jewish soul went through and is going through, you know, throughout this time. Shehitoya b'midbor b'yishimon derech. It's the neshama, the Jew, that's wandering in the desert, you know, searching for water and trying to make it alive through the desert. While a person is going through that period where they haven't yet succeeded in coming close to the tzaddik, it's like they're going through a desert. And it's also like the Jewish soul is in prison. It's mamish in a prison. Shehi kavusha begoyla. It's trapped in its exile. Bein masar hataivos vamidos rois. It's imprisoned by all the physical desire, all the base desires of the olam hagashmi, and all the midos rois that are bombarding the person. Vehi choyle choyle sanefesh. We said that it's like the nefesh is trapped in a prison. Vehi choyle choyle sanefesh. And again, the soul is sick. It's going through illness until the person is zeicher to really come close to the tzaddik and receive shleimus v'emunah, etc., etc. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, ki choylas ahavo oni. I am sick. Kaviyochel, person who's in love with Hashem and isn't connected to Hashem, you know, doesn't feel the closeness yet, and they're sick, you know, from wanting to come close to Hashem. Vehi kamo yoyred bayam bo'emek metzulas hayam. And it's also like a person going down into the sea, you know, going down into the depths of the sea. Vo'ele shamayim v'yaredes ta'imos. Just like people out at sea and they're riding the big waves. And it's going up, and they're going through that turbulence, up, 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 and down, down, down. That's the turbulence that a person who wants to come close to Hashem and is trying to come close, but hasn't made it yet. That's what they're going through. K'maysh Kosov, as Dovid HaMelech himself says, Tovati b'yevein metzula ve'ein mamad. That there are times that I feel myself drowning in the depths of the sea, and I can't get up. I can't. Bosi b'mamake mayim. Again, he describes what he's going through in trying to come close to Hashem. He describes it as a turbulent ride at sea. As is explained in chapter 163 in the Likutei Moran. Nimtza. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, we can understand shekol elu hadalid heim bechinas tzoras hanefesh, that these four who are being discussed in Shulchan Aruch and who are being hinted to in that chapter of Tehillim, what it's really talking about is the tzoros that a Jewish soul is going through in trying to come close to Hashem. Ube'emes ha'koil echod. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, it's all really one, and it's all tied in. What the body is going through and what the soul are going through are tied into each other. Ki gam kol ha'yisurim v'asakonis v'atzoros ho'yvram alotam b'gashmi es chas v'shalom kulam heim b'chinas tzoros ha'nefesh. Because all the physical suffering and the physical difficulties that every Jew is going through in this world are definitely tied into the neshama, to the soul. Ki ein misa b'lo chet v'ein yisurim b'lo yovam. Because the Gemara says, nobody dies without sin, without having committed a sin, and nobody suffers without sin. So any physical suffering that a person is going through is obviously a manifest, it's paralleling what their neshama is going through, the suffering that the neshama is going through. It's just that the body is an outward display of it. In other words, the body is showing you the visible version of it. Ve'ikar ha'yisurim heimo avoinos. And the most important suffering, the most serious suffering in this world is a person who's suffering not from high blood pressure or not from heat. They're suffering from sin, Rachmona Litzlan. Kemoshikoso Rabbeinu Zal b'Torah kimarachmim yinagim. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran. She'ikar ha'yisurim shel kol ha'yisurim sheboilam heim ho'avoinois daikar Rachmona Litzlan ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal says there that the suffering, the most outstanding suffering on this earth, isn't people suffering from leukemia or people suffering from financial stress or... it's people suffering from sin. Sin is what, because there's a pasuk that says, Edag mechatosi, I worry over my sins. 99.999% of the worry and the stress and all of that that everybody in this world is going through is mechatosi, is coming from sins. And the minute we cure the sins, we cure the worries, we cure the stress, we cure the physical ailments, etc., etc. As the Gemara says, ein yisurim b'lo yovain, that it's not really yisurim if it ain't sin. You understand? That's the real yisurim. That's how Rabbeinu Zal teaches it over there in Likut Imran. V'chol ha'yisurim v'hatzorois v'hasakonois b'guf v'nefesh shekulam klulim b'dalar anal kulam nimshochim machmas harichuk mehatzadik. And Rav Nosson Zal says, all the suffering and all the difficulty and all the life-threatening situations that are being alluded to in Tehillim are all summarized. They're all basically referring to, you know, included in those four categories, and they're all basically because the person has not been zecher to come close to the tzaddik. Shaydezeh heim rechoikim me'eretz Yisrael. By not being close to the tzaddik, a person is not close to Eretz Yisrael. They're distant from Eretz Yisrael. Umei emuna, and they're distant from true faith in Hashem. Umei emuna b'shleimus kanal. So a person would say, hold on a second. What about in Eretz Yisrael itself today? You have 3.5 million people or five who are not close to the tzaddik. What do you say about them? The answer is, they're not close to, even though they're physically living on the physical soil of Eretz Yisrael, they're very, very far from Eretz Yisrael. They're very far from connecting with it. Proof is, some of them, given a choice, would much rather be in Florida than in Eretz Yisrael, or much rather be in the Himalayan mountains. You see what they, you know, they get a vacation, the first thing they do is exit Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they don't perceive Eretz Yisrael for what it really is. They don't feel it. They're not plugged into what Eretz Yisrael is really all about.
Shekol ha'ro'is v'hatzoros, tzoros chas v'shalom, nimshochim machmasheim, margishim Hashem Yisborach, sheshochim b'kirbenu, u'mashgiach alayim u'tomid. All the difficulties and all the suffering and all the problems that Jews have in this world is because they don't feel Hashem inside of them, and they don't see, they don't believe, and they don't realize that Hashem is watching over us at all times. Dehainu pegam emuna, which means they're deficient and defective in their emuna. Shepegam ze nimshach machmas horichuk me'atzadik u'me'eretz Yisrael kanal. And what that comes from is from being far from the tzaddik and far from Eretz Yisrael.
Ki kol hatzorois sheboilam, because all suffering in the world, Rachman Atzlan, nimshach mitoikev hagolus bavonesen orabim, comes from the severe exile. Kim yom shechora beis hamikdosh, ein lecho yom she'ein kilalosei meruba mechaveiro, Rachman Atzlan, because the Gemara tells us that from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there isn't a single day that doesn't have more curse and more suffering than the previous day. Meaning again, that from the beginning of Golos, when we're in Golos, that's where all the suffering is coming from. The suffering is coming from Golos. V'zeh b'chinas dalet hanal, shem b'chinas dalet malchias. And this is why the Torah gives us four examples of suffering corresponding to the four major exiles, because the suffering is tied into being in exile. Shebohem klulim kol hagolios shekoilolim kol hatzoros, Rachman Atzlan. Within those four examples of suffering is included all the different types of exiles that Klal Yisrael goes through. V'al kein golos Mitzrayim shemarames al kol hadalet golios dalet malchios ki kulam nekroim golos Mitzrayim al shem shem meitzirim leYisrael kama shekosu b'medrash umuva d'Rabbeinu Zal. And this is why the Egyptian exile, which is a composite of all four put together, because the word Mitzrayim is miloshen meitzar, suffering, constriction, and that symbolizes all of them put together. Al kein golos Mitzrayim hoya kolo mikola dalet hanal. This is why the exile of Egypt was really a composite of all four of these types of suffering put together. Ki kishiyotzonu mimitzrayim zochinu lochol anisim vanefloyes hanemorim b'mizmor dalet shemedaber midalet tzreich loydes kanal. Because it's upon leaving Egypt that Klal Yisrael experienced all the wonderful miracles and everything that are discussed over there in chapter 107 in Tehillim, you know, which a person has to celebrate and thank Hashem for. Ki b'mitzrayim hoyinu begolus ubeshivya ubemaisar. Because in Egypt, we were in exile, we were in captivity. 10 plagues on the Egyptians. Voisanu hitzil mehem, and he rescued us, he saved us from the Egyptians and from these 10 plagues. V'zeh b'chinas choyle shenisrape v'nitzil me'acholas. That's also the concept of a person who was in a great sickness and came out of it. As the Pasuk says clearly, kol hamachalo asher samti b'mitzrayim lo yosam alecho. All the diseases and the illnesses which I've imposed on the Egyptians, I will not oppose upon you. So we see again that Yitzias Mitzrayim is a concept of leaving the Bet Cholim. That's the hospital. Uksiv. And there's another pasuk that says, Veheser Hashem imcho kol choyli v'chol matvei Mitzrayim, that Hashem will remove from Bnei Israel all the illnesses and plagues of Egypt. Asher yodata, which you were familiar with, lo yisim ambach, he will not place it upon us. So look at this. This is one of the examples where Rabbi Nosson Zal puts on a pair of glasses on us. We learn Chumash and we see it and we don't know what we're seeing. Rabbi Nosson Zal is putting on a pair of glasses of this chapter in Shulchan Aruch, which speaks about the four that need to celebrate, you know, that need to ben shkoymil. And Rabbi Nosson Zal suddenly keys in on psukim in the Torah, which show that leaving Egypt was the fulfillment, the epitome of all four of these things put together. And he brings the psukim to prove it, that Mitzrayim was all four of these in action. Next, v'gam ovarnu bayam. And as far as crossing the sea, well, any kid can tell you that. When the Jews left Egypt, they crossed the sea. V'ashem yizborach kora lanu esayom. And Hashem split the sea for us. Achar kach holachnu bamidbor. And from there, we went on into the desert, plowing through the desert. V'ashem yizborach hevironu b'sholoim b'nisim v'neflois gedoilos. And Hashem marched us through that desert successfully with tremendous miracles. The clouds and the water, you know, no plumbing in the desert over there, in the Sahara Desert in those days. They didn't have pipelines. Then there were no laundromats, and there was no there. And the Gemara tells us all the miracles that took place throughout the time that they were in the desert. That's the exact fulfillment of going through the desert, crossing the desert, and crossing the sea. Nimtzo shekol hadalet hanal shetzrichen lohoidos זה בחינס יציאס מצרים, וכלל כל הגאולוס מכל הגוליוס של ארבע מלכיוס, שכולם מכונים בשם גולוס מצרים כנל. So Rav Nosanzal says, look at this. What the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch are talking about in the four different types of people that have to ben shgoymel because they went through these four different types of circling, that's exactly what Klal Yisrael goes through every time they're in Golos. And one classic example, the prototype of it, was Mitzrayim. You know what we went through in leaving Mitzrayim. The Iker Kol HaGolios Hu HaRichuk Me'eretz Yisrael. And the most important aspect of Klal Yisrael being in exile is, what are they in exile from? They're in exile from Eretz Yisrael. Shezeh Iker HaGolos. That's the essence of Golos. K'may Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayogel Yisrael Me'al Admosoi. They were in Golos from their earth, from their ground. U'k'may Shanoimrim, as we say in Shmon Esrei in Musaf, U'mipnei Chatoinu Golinu Me'artzeinu. As a result of our sins, we were exiled from our land. And this is what we pray for all the times. That Hashem should return us to Eretz Yisrael. As we say every single morning, that Hashem should please bring us back to our land of Eretz Yisrael. Yehi rotzon sheta'aleinu b'simcha li'artzeinu, which we say on Shabbos. U'kiyotze boze tikun chatzois, v'sharei tfilois rabois, shana mevakshim l'ashem izborach l'arichas ha'golos. And so too, all the tfilois that the Jews have, all of them include this major issue, that Hashem should take us out of Golos and bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Shana mevakshim l'ashem izborach l'arichas ha'golos, where we cry out Hashem over the lengthy exile, Shishivenu l'artzeinu b'korot, that Hashem should return us to our land speedily. V'alze koyveles hashchina b'choleis, and this is what the Shechina is crying about all the time. Al oitzim richukenu me'artzeinu agdoisha, over how far we are from our land, how the majority of Am Yisrael is physically outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the majority of Jews that are physically inside of Eretz Yisrael are still far from Eretz Yisrael. They have no idea where they're living. They have no idea what it's all about, what it means to live in Eretz Yisrael, what it means to have Hashem inside of you, and to see the Hashgacha Proti and to believe in it 1,000,000,000%. K'may Shomer Hazal, as the Gemara says, Oy lohem lebonim shegolo me'al shulchan aviyam, u'me'artzam yotzu. Woe is to the children who have been exiled from their father's table and been kicked out of their land. Ki ikur kol hagolius shekoilel kol hatzoris kanal, ho ikur hu machmashon rechoike me'eretz Yisrael, sheshom ikur hu emuna b'shleimus, ikur emunas chidish oylam, ve'emunas hashgocha. Because the main, the essence of Golos, the definition of Golos means being, which is the word Golos is a composite term that encompasses all aspects of human suffering. That's what the word Golos means. The essence of that is being far from Eretz Yisrael, which means far from the place of Shleimus Emuna. And Shleimus Emuna means believing in the fact that Hashem created the world from nothing, from total nothingness, and believing that Hashem is supervising every single aspect of what goes on in this world. Shemishom kol hatoivois v'hanisim v'hanifloys v'yeshuois sheklulim ba'dalet tzrichim lo'izkanal. And that's the source of all the goodness and the miracles and the salvations that Hashem performs for these four different types of people. The source of it is Emuna, Shleimus Emuna, Eretz Yisrael. Ulehepech chas v'sholem kifi horichuk me'eretz Yisrael, shaydezeh rechoike mishleimus v'emuna, kemoy kein oivrim chas v'sholem tzorois v'yisurim rachmonel tzimul kanal. And to the degree that a person is distant from Eretz Yisrael, distant from this Shleimus v'emuna in Hashgacha and in Chiddush Olam, to that degree that person experiences every flavor of suffering. Cherry, vanilla, mint, strawberry, all the different things. The yam, the isurim, the midbar, all the different variations. V'chol ze nimshach, machmas harichuk meit tzadikei emes. And all of this is coming from not being close to the true tzadikim. Shaydezeh rechoikim me'eretz Yisrael, bechlal u'befrat kanal. because by not being close to the true tzaddikim, that's what makes us be distant from Eretz Yisrael in general, and from all the specific blessings that Eretz Yisrael has, all the specific wonderful things that Eretz Yisrael has to offer. Ki ikur ikuv hagula. Listen to these words now. Listen to these words. Ki ikur ikuv hagula. Because the main thing that's blocking the redemption, the ikur hagolus me Eretz Yisrael, and the main thing that's keeping Klal Yisrael far from Eretz Yisrael, nimshach machmas hapegam shepogmu bekvoid hatzadikim amitiyim, is because of the fact that we showed disrespect and we committed sins against the true tzaddikim, shehem bechinas neviim, who are also referred to as our prophets, k'mo shekosev, as it says in Echa, vayihu mal, I'm not sure if it's in Echa, in the Novi, vayihu malivim b'malachehu alekim umesatim b'neviov. They mocked Hashem's angels. That's one of the nicknames for the tzaddikim. Umesatim, and they poked fun at his prophets. That's what caused the golus. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Hatzadik ovad, they lost the tzadik, ve'ein ish som alev, and people don't realize, ve'anshei chesed ne'esofim bein mevim, and good people are being killed, you know, without anybody understanding why. Why did this person get killed? Why is this person getting shot? Why? All because of Hatzadik ovad. Because Klal Yisrael lost the connection to the tzaddik. They lost their faith in tzaddikim. They lost their closeness to tzaddikim. Ki kol echot zorech lechapes ulevakesh ma'oid es hatzaddik u'emes. Because each and every single Jew has a tremendous obligation to search very, very hard to find the true tzaddikim. Shaydei ze ikr tikun ha'odom. Through that, the person will come to their main tikkun, to fix everything they need to fix. Ikar ho'emuna, they'll come to the true faith. Kshehi yisoid hakoil, which is the basis and foundation of everything in Yiddishkeit. Ukefima shepoigmen chas v'shalom bazeh, and to the degree that we are deficient in that searching out and finding and connecting to the tzaddik, she'ein mishtatlan lechapes et tzaddik, to the degree that we're not involved in seeking out the tzaddik and connecting with him, kemoikein noiflim begolus, to that degree the person falls into exile. V'nisrach k'meretz Yisrael, when a person becomes far from Eretz Yisrael, v'azai noifel elohipuch, and he falls into the opposite of Eretz Yisrael, shehu tzorech lechapes ulevakesh kol yomov, whereby the person spends his whole life searching. If he ain't searching for what he's supposed to be searching for, it's not that he's vacationing in the Bahamas. He's searching, he ends up searching. Everybody's searching. If you ain't searching for the right thing, you end up searching and searching for nothing. Ve'enu yedea mahu mechapes umavakesh. He ends up searching and searching, running after things, and he doesn't know what he's running after. He doesn't know what he's looking for. People looking for fulfillment in life, and they don't know where it's at. They have no idea. They think it's in fancy restaurants, or this one thinks it's on the other side of the mountain, and this one thinks it's with the other person's wife. Each one looking for all kinds of things, and they don't know what. They don't know what they're really looking for. They don't know that the fulfillment is not there. Shezehu ikur bechinas hagolus. This is the essence of golus. Shehu begolus v'tiltul, whereby the person is in exile and wandering. Nor v'nod v'shoyel v'doyrei shomevakei shomechapes biyegiyah v'omol v'tircha gedoyla ma'oid ma'oid, whereby the person is asking, he's consulting with people, he's looking, he's searching, he's reading newspapers, looking, tremendous effort, and he has no idea what he's looking for. He doesn't know which is the thing that when he's going to find it is going to be the fulfillment. Because we know there's enough stories written about people who searched up certain roads, and when they got to the end of the road, it was emptiness, nothingness. The biggest rock star who made it to $6 million per concert, and then he OD'd, he killed himself. He couldn't wait to die. He couldn't die fast enough. He OD'd on drugs, or he this, and he divorced his wife, and he's living with the dog and with the cat. person will say, what are you talking about? This guy made, this is the American dream. He made it. Well, the other guy who made $80 million on the stock exchange, and then 2 days later he's behind bars because he didn't make it. Obviously, that's not the fulfillment. Obviously, that's not the definition of success. As we see this clearly in life, any person who will look honestly at what's going on in this world, that the majority of people in this world are chasing the buck. They're running, they're doing so much, they're struggling so hard to make money, to make a lot. And it's like a guy looking for hidden treasure, looking for his long-lost mother-in-law. What do you know? Look, Mamish searching. Where is it? They're looking, is it a different field? Am I in the wrong field? Should I be looking in this field? Or is it in a different country? Or is it this? What do I need to do? Is it, I'm doing legal things this hour. Should I start doing illegal things? What do I do to make money? Or to make it, as we call it. Because no one will ever experience complete fulfillment with money. Money doesn't have it. It doesn't have what it takes to give a person fulfillment. As the Gemara says, it's a pasuk, that a person does not leave this or does not die having achieved even half of his desire, half of his fulfillment. If he has 100, he needs 200 more. He thinks, if I just make 200 more, I'll be fulfilled. You know, each person, even the people who have made it the biggest financial, see, they don't stop. They don't stop until they fall, most of them, until they fall some way, whether it's financially or in worse ways, unfortunately, Rahman al-Utslan. Nimtza, Shela'oilam, Enoi, Mamalei, Tavosoi. So the bottom line is that people who are searching up that path, they're searching for fulfillment in that direction, they never achieve it. And he's searching everywhere and constantly for this money, for this success, financial success. As if he's under obligation, as if he's got a gun to his head and someone's telling him, don't stop, you know, don't push. He's on a treadmill and the thing keeps moving and there's no stop button. No study. He has to keep running. Again, as if some kind of a king has issued a decree, l'chapei sulvakish, that everybody must go searching for this. Ubemes hubatzmoy enu yadei amahu mevakish, and the person himself doesn't know what he's looking for. Ad ki ad yoy moisoy hu mevakish u'mechapei stamid, because he keeps doing this until he dies. Vimkein b'shvil hu mi hu mevakish u'mechapei sachramomayim. If he never finishes, if this is a process that keeps going until a person drops dead, who's it for? You know, some people start off thinking, I'm going to do this for the first 20 years. I'm going to kill myself for the first 20 years of my life so I can make 20 million, and then I can retire, and then I'm going to have a great time. So he's willing to give up 20 years for that great time. But we know that 99.99%, or maybe 100% of those people, they don't stop after the 20 years. They don't stop after they keep going. They almost get to that good time. Lahavdil, I just had about a year ago, I visited a wealthy man in New York, a traditional Jew who didn't have knowledge of Torah, unfortunately, a businessman who built up a big clothing company in America. And he was about 80 years old at the time I visited him. And usually he would just write the check, $2,600, that he gives us per year. This is one of the rare times I was able to get him to talk a little bit. And I asked him, what's doing? You know, tell me a little about yourself. His name is Yaakov Ben Lulu, Zichron Avrocha. He passed away a few months ago. Mr. Jack Ashkenazi, I'm mentioning his name, Lavrocha, because he was a Baal Tzedakah. He did whatever good he could in terms of mitzvahs. But he was telling me about his life, and he said to me, Rabbi, you should know, when I was young and I started out building the company and everything, my thought was that we'll build it up, and then I'll get to a certain point, I'll be able to travel the world, you know. That was his dream. His dream, his fulfillment was going to be, he just has to, he'll make enough, and then he'll be able to start traveling. That will be the era of success, will be the era that he'll be able to travel the world. And then he said, but look, I never got to it, like, and because unfortunately at the time I was speaking to him, he was already ill, old, ill, you know, and travel was not an option any longer. And this was just Likutei Halachos coming alive. And he was giving me the live version of what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here. That if a person, if that's going to be your definition of success, you ain't going to get to it. You ain't going to find just about anybody in this world that went up that road that defined success by those terms and succeeded. The mistake isn't the definition. The mistake is from day one that they don't know that that's not success. Success is being zeichet to believe in Hashem properly. And every day to experience the thrill of what another person thinks they're going to experience when they take that tour around the world, a person can express that in his own kitchen, in his own living room, if he's just feeling great, Onoichi Esmach BaHashem. I'm happy about Hashem. I'm happy about my Hashem. The fulfillment that one guy thinks he's going to have when he takes out his bank book and he sees that there's $12 million there, for another guy it's $120 million. Another person has that when he takes out his bank book and he sees he's got one thing in his bank, Hashem. That's his financial security. That's the love of his life. That's everything for him. That's his trust. That's his security. That's his everything. And if the guy's going to say, well, I wasn't doing this for myself. I did it for my kids. I know it's like breaking my head. I'm working 13 hours a day and I'm chasing all over the world. I'm doing it for my kids. Who knows if he's going to get to leave it over for his kids in the end? We see in the world, majority of wealthy people, their kids or their other family members end up in the poorhouse. There's no guarantee that if a guy kills himself to make the $1 million or the 20, that he's going to get to leave it over for his kids, and they're the ones who are going to have life of leisure. Now, the person says, I was willing to sacrifice myself completely to be sick my whole life, sick, frustrated, unhappy, unfulfilled, but at least I know that my kids had a happy, fulfilling... Baloney. Read the newspapers, read the inside. Tell me how many of those guys, their kids are having happy, pleasant, you know, they're living on Easy Street. And even if that were the case, even if he did get to pass it on to his kids, ma hatachlis mizeh. So what? What comes out of that? Haloi gambonov achro v'doyroiseyem achreyem kulam yitzrichem lomos kamoisoy. They're going to have to die too, just like him. He left them the big fortune. They get to have it for a couple of years, and they're going to die in the end also, just like him. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that when a person passes away, he's not going to take it with him. Because even for his children, all the money he's going to leave them isn't going to be enough. It's not like he's going to solve their problem for life. The more money he leaves them, the more they're going to be lacking and the more worries they're going to have. A person always, you know, some people think, wow, these wealthy, wealthy guys, if the guy just puts $2 million in each one of his kids' trusts, they got it made. They don't have to work the rest of their life. They can just, you know, relax. But we know in Metzius, it's just about never, ever happened that way. Because there's a pasuk that says that people who are chasing after money, people who make money the most important thing in their life, none of them die having even fulfilled half of what they wanted, like, you know, half of their needs. And Rav Nosson Zal says, as you can see with your own eyes, anybody who knows wealthy people and who knows their kids, sherubam kikulam daagosum vitsaram godolmoid, that the vast majority of them live with lots of worries and lots of suffering. A person would say, like, impossible. I mean, I understand I suffer because I'm worrying about bills, and but them, what worry could they? They have more. They have worries, worse suffering in most cases. Kilomosho, Rav Nosson Zalman gives a clear example. Look how he look how important he feels this is, that he feels necessary to go into this level of detail. Watch what he's going to say now. Let's take, for example, a wealthy guy who's got 10,000, let's say, dollars, using a term, dollars. And he has 5 or 6 kids. Now, if he's a guy who's got $10,000, let's say in today's times, this would be, let's say, $10 million. He's got $10 million. If he's got $10 million, he's living big. He isn't living with any tzintzumim. He's buying the best, the finest, you know. Ubevadai kishyesh lo yaser salofim hu misnaig b'derech shetzorech lefanase v'fidaito yoysim yaser salofim. And obviously, if he's got $10 million, he's not living on a $10 million account. He's living as if he had $15 million, because that, again, that's the style always, especially people who are wealthy. They're always living a little bit above, what, you know, because mortgages and borrow here, you know, all kinds of credit cards. I mean, who do you know? What's the shaila? Ki nidmeloi shemuchruch leishev bediroyis v'choymois sho'ilam kamalofim. Because it seems to him as if he's obligated to live in an apartment, you know, Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, where the rent is, you know, $8,000, $15,000 a month. I mean, it's normal for a guy in that league. You know, there's no way he can live in a dinky apartment, or there's no way he can live in some other neighborhood. Umargolius v'tachshitin v'ribuy ha'itzo b'chol shavu alohilich bonov kol echad v'echad b'bigdei meshi v'rikma v'tachshitin k'derech ha'gvirim ha'gdoilim. And again, he's spending thousands of dollars every week, and he's buying jewelry, ornaments, diamonds, tachshitim, you know, all kinds of stuff, and dressing his clothes in the fine, you know, pair of alligator shoes that cost, the shoes cost $300, and this cost, you know, etc. A suit is $1,500, you know, etc. $1,500, not 1,500 shekel. Kederach hakvira magdolim, as is the norm by wealthy people. Vo'oimer, and then the guy goes ahead and says, shalatzmoi einoi makbid klau, for myself, I don't need it, I could live without it. Rak albonov, it's just for his kids, you know, because again, he doesn't want them to be ashamed among their friends, you know. Well, he doesn't want wants his kids to be able to have a life. Ki'ilu hu mitzvah min ha-toyro lo'hoylo bono b'derozeh. And the person's saying it as if, obviously, he's doing the right thing. I mean, again, if I'm doing it for my kids, then there couldn't be anything, because there's a mitzvah in the Torah of kibud bonov, you know, to give your kids a lot of respect, you know, that they should be dressed very well, and a car should be a $100,000 car. And he's just doing it to make his kids happy. But the reality is, his kids, their entire lives are full of anger and suffering. Because if his father's got 10 million, then each one of the kids is looking to live like a guy who's got 10 million. Because again, daddy gets him used to that kind of standard. So again, he would need 50 million to accommodate each one of the kids. And since he who has 10 million is not living like a 10 million guy, he lives like a 15 million guy. So the kids are also in that mode where what they need, what their perception of their needs are whereby each one of them would need 15 million just to handle their regular things. Ad shemisrabe da'agosei b'chol yoim, to the point where their worries, the stress that they have, grows every day. Ki bevada yev shalov if sheitem kolech mibonav amayis of kol ashrusei. Because obviously the father can't give each one of the kids 10 million. He doesn't have 50 million. V'noisem kolechot kvidai tiritzonoi, but rather he gives each one of the kids what he perceives he can. And no matter what he gives them, it's never enough. To the point where usually there's tremendous jealousies and hate between the kids. Each one of the kids gets jealous of the other one. And each one wants to swallow the other one. As when the world began with Cain and Hevel. Because the world wasn't big enough for him. Va'aviem ba'atzmom yesh lohem tsar godoyom mehamarivo v'hasino v'akina shebein bonov. And the father suffers tremendously from watching the jealousies and the hate among his own kids. This is just one example of the various types of suffering and anguish that the father, that these families go through throughout while the father's living. And as he starts getting older, what's the shalit? They're all waiting for him to die. Kulam mitzapim olav shiomus. They're all anxiously awaiting for him to get out of the way so that they can move on with their lives. Ukshemeis, and when he dies, roitze kol echod lekabel kol hayerusha lechalkoi. Each one of the kids wants the entire. He wants to be in charge of the will and tearing it. He wants to take the whole thing. Atchal pi roiv. To the point where there have been many cases in history where entire inheritances have gone down the tubes, down the drain, because of fights that broke out among the kids. And again, lawyers. And the lawyers are taking $5,000 a day to fight it out. You know, this one takes the biggest lawyer, this one takes the biggest lawyers, and they end up blowing half the money, or, you know, just on lawyers, or suing, or wrong investments, all kinds of nonsense. V'gamal piroiv eino matzlicha machrov. And then again, in majority of cases, even the kids who do receive a couple of $1 million inheritance, they put it in the stock market, they put it in different things, and they blow it, and they become poor, you know, or relatively poor compared to what they were. Rabban Nosson says this has been going on from the beginning of time, that all of these people are saying that they're doing it for their kids. I'm working so hard, you know, I'm working 24 hours a day, you know, so that my kids should have wealth. Rav Nosson Zal says, we haven't found a single guy yet whose father has left him enough money that he just is on easy street, that the son has no problem, no work, doesn't think about money at all. He just sits in the base medrash and learns all day, or sits in Florida, you know, sits at the pool all day. We haven't found that guy. Because even those people who receive big money from their father, you know, big inheritance from their parents, the Torah testifies that unless he's a real tzaddik, he's not going to be even half fulfilled. He's going to need more. He's got a million, he needs 3 million to be comfortable, to be happy, you know. Nimtza, shelashov ulachinom oimlim kol hoilom, umevakshim umechapsim achramom oim tomid, umu'uma lo yisubam olam. So therefore the bottom line is that all of these people who are pursuing wealth, and supposedly, and their excuses, their justifications for their kids, it's a lie, it's nonsense, it's not true. And all their struggle, they're not going to save their kids. They're not going to give their kids bliss. V'kasher tzoak al zeh Koheles b'chol sforov. As we find Koheles cries out about this throughout all of his writings. That's the wealthy people. U'makolshkein ho'aniyim v'adalim v'shar anoshim. How much more so, the poor people, or the middle class people, she'eneim mitzapim tomid al parnosa, who are always focusing, you know, their whole life revolves around parnosa. Vo'imdim ba'boiker b'dagas parnosa. They get up in the morning thinking only about money. U'balaylo lonim b'dagasu. And at night when they go to sleep, they're thinking only about money. U'mishoytetim b'shvokim u'barachoyvois limtsoy eze derech levake she'eze parnosa. And these people are constantly going in all kinds of markets and everything, looking to find some way of making money. And they go through days and weeks where they nothing. They don't find anything. Umat parnosa sheyesh lehem magi lehem rak b'hashgoch hashem yizborach sheloi b'mokem shechoshvu bikshu v'chipsu klal kashenira b'chush. And the little bit of money they do make, usually comes through channels like that they never imagined, that they never thought. It comes from a direction that they never, you know, had an idea that it would come from there. It's interesting. I myself have heard this from many people, different occasions. But there's a famous quote from Reb Pinchas Koritzizal. He says that you look in because the Gemara says Koshem Mizaynoisa Shalodam Ki Kriyas Yamsuf, that Parnosa is compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. So he says, what's the connection? He says that just like by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jews were running away from the Egyptians, and they didn't know what to do. And everybody came up with ideas. This one said, let's turn around, fight. This one said, nobody was nutty enough to say, let's jump into the ocean. Nobody said that. Where did the Yeshua come from? Bedafka, from a place that nobody thought. So too, when it comes to Parnosa, many times, if a person is thinking too much about it, like they're trying to figure out every scheme in the world, what does Hashem do? When the guy does get some money, it comes bedafka from a place that he wouldn't think of at all. So Reb Pinchas Koritzizal says, an example where you see this is, if you cut open a large fish in the ocean, what do large fish eat? Smaller fish. You'll notice that the way the fish are lying inside the big fish is head first, as if they came in head first. Now, usually you'll never see a fish go after another fish head first. They always go over them from the tail. So he says, what happens? The big fish is chasing small fish, trying to swallow them. The ones he chases, he doesn't get. Which ones come inside? Hashem sends him what he's supposed to get. You know, that kind of thing. A similar kind of moshul. So that it's a very delicate line between what's called hishtadlus, normal hishtadlus, or what's called people making themselves crazy, trying to figure out, thinking that if they don't do it, there's no way they're not going to have money. I have to think and I have to figure out. Versus saying Hashem is doing everything. I have to do some hishtadlus. It should look like I'm working, that kind of thing. But Hashem is the one who's going to decide where I get money from, when I get money, and how much I get. Umoidem al ze kol hatzriche parnosa. And Rav Nosson Zal says, all the people who need parnosa will admit to this. Shal piroiv he mevakshim umechapsim eze yomim revach uparnosa ve'em oitzim klal. That a majority of cases, they'll spend days or weeks working on a deal. And the deal that they work on won't come through. And then afterwards, Hashem will send them money, you know, and profit from a direction that they didn't plan on, they didn't know, they had no idea, you know, that thing was available. Nimtza, shehabakosha v'achipus shelohem hu bechinam lohevel v'lorik. So therefore it comes out that all the efforts, all the craziness that they went through to try to put together the deal that they wanted to put through, supposedly, was wasted, was in vain. Ushloimai HaMelech Tzovach V'yomar, and Shlom HaMelech screamed about this. He cried out about this, and he said, Im tevakshenu kakesevu chamatmoinem techapseno. If you'll search for it, the way people search for silver or other hidden treasures, Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem, then you'll be zeichet to achieve true closeness to Hashem. Shetzrichen levakeish es darke hakedusha bibakosha v'chipus gadol kematmoinem o kekesef kanal. That those people who are seeking Hashem, who are searching for Hashem, have to seek and search with the same enthusiasm and the same effort as those people who are looking for deals, you know, looking for big business deals. Kimatmoinim ukekesev daika, as the Pasuk says, to search for it, the same way people go around searching for money and searching for hidden treasures. V'yitzayir hodun b'daitoi, kamo hoyo mechvakeish umechapes, im hoyo imrim loy shebekan yimtza oitzer b'vadai. A person should think to himself, if somebody told him that going to this and this place, that traveling to this and this country and this and this city, there is a definite, not possible, is a definite shot at him making $5 million. You know, each person in their league, to people like us, you know, 50,000, you know, each person in their league for making something big. How much would the person be willing to go through to scrape up the money that he needs and to make the trip, you know, to do everything he needs to do, you know, to get himself over there, to be able to get that $5 million? Ve'im yechapes kach es hatzadik u'emes. And if the person will put that kind of effort into searching for the tzadik u'emes, sha'al yodo yovoy l'kol tuv hanal, through whom the person could be zeicher to get to the maximum success in Yiddishkeit, bevadai yizke limtza yoysoy, u'lezkare ve'lo, v'yizke l'kol tuv. The person will definitely succeed in finding the tzaddik emes and in coming close to him and being zeicher to get every kind of good possible through him. Ki ikar ma shenoiflim b'nei odom begolus godoil, shemetultolim begolus v'noim v'nodem l'chapes olvakesh hamomoin, hakoil hu machmas hapegam shepogmu sheloizochu l'chapes es hatzaddik emes. Shal yodom zeichem l'eretz Yisrael ulemuno l'ashgocha v'neflois. Because Rav Nosson Zal says that the most important reason why people go through tremendous suffering in this world, whether it be struggling very hard to search for parnasa or all kinds of other sufferings, is because they didn't do enough to search for the tzaddik, you know, to try to get close to the tzaddik. They didn't put enough effort in that direction. The Gemara says, you have a choice. Everybody's going to... Adam la'omal yulod. Man has been put in this world to struggle. Now, take your choice. You want to struggle in coming close to tzaddikim? You want to struggle to try to learn Gemara? Or you want to break your head? You want to struggle searching for parnasa, or struggle through all the physical, you know, obstacle courses that people go through in life in this world? She'oz ein tzrichim. Look at these words here. He's not saying there's no maybes here. This is black on white that a person who will put the proper effort into trying to come close to the tzaddik and into doing everything he can in that direction, she'oz ein tzrichim yegia v'tirda klal achar ha'parnosa. That person will not have to kill himself and go through the insanity that other people go through for parnosa. Ki dorshe Hashem lo yachzeru chol toiv. Because it's a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, those who are seeking Hashem, they will not be lacking anything good. Dorshe daiko. Look at that word. It doesn't say drisha. Drisha means to really search seriously. You know, we're talking about putting real effort into it. Dahainu shemechapsim umevakshim es hatzadik. Kedesh l'skar v'lashim is world. People really do everything they can to seek, search, and come close to the true tzaddik, who will bring them close to Hashem. Azai lo yachzeru chol toiv. Those people will get to a place where they're not lacking in anything, on a physical level, on a parnosal, in those kind of issues. Ki Hashem Yisborach yaspik lohem kol tzorchom beli tirdo ubakosh v'chipus. Because Hashem will provide them with everything that they need, without them having to go through craziness, you know, super searching. Ki zichim lahashgocha v'neflois sheloi kederach hateva. Because those people are zichah that Hashem has an extra supervision on them, and Hashem is willing to make miracles happen for them, in what sheloi kederach hateva, to provide them with their parnosa. So it's not a question that I can't understand. How is it conceivable that a person who's sitting and learning, being an Oved Hashem on a high level, how is it conceivable? Where's the money going to come from? From the moon? You know, I know that a person works in an office, he gets a salary. A person works in a bank, he gets a salary. A person sells things, he gets money for what he sells. But a guy's going to sell, what, the Torah's going to spit nickels? The answer is, just watch. Just watch. That if a person is zecher to make the right effort, and to coming close to the tzad, coming close to Hashem, Hashem has ways of covering him, you know, in terms of parnasa. And again, this is 90% or 99% of what makes the world go round.